But they were not left to enjoy their solitude for long. Other shades now came down by the same way by which the door shutters had gone up. Each of these shades carried a little lantern and moved it about, above, below, and all around, as though looking for something or somebody. "Hang it," muttered the Persian. "I don't know what they are looking for, but they might easily find us. Let's get away quick." "Your hand up, sir, ready to fire." "Bend your arm. More. That's it. Hand at the level of your eye, as though you were fighting a duel and waiting for the word to fire. Oh, leave your pistol in your pocket. Quick, come along downstairs. Level of your eye. Question of life or death. Here, this way, these stairs." They reached the fifth cellar. "Oh, what a duel, sir, what a duel." Once in the fifth cellar, the Persian drew breath. He seemed to enjoy a rather greater sense of security than he had displayed when they both stopped in the third, but he never altered the attitude of his hand. And Raoul, remembering the Persian's observation, "I know these pistols can be relied upon," was more and more astonished, wondering why anyone should be so gratified at being able to rely upon a pistol which he did not intend to use. But the Persian left him no time for reflection. Telling Raoul to stay where he was, he ran up a few steps of the staircase which they had just left, and then returned. "How stupid of us," he whispered. "We shall soon have seen the end of those men with their lanterns. It is the firemen going their rounds." In those days, it was still part of the firemen's duty to watch over the safety of the opera house outside the performances, but this service has since been suppressed. I asked Monsieur Pedro Gaillard the reason, and he replied it was because the management was afraid that, in their utter inexperience of the cellars of the opera, the firemen might set fire to the building. The two men waited 5 minutes longer. Then the Persian took Raoul up the stairs again, but suddenly he stopped him with a gesture. Something moved in the darkness before them.
"Flat on your stomach," whispered the Persian.
The two men lay flat on the floor. They were only just in time. A shade, this time carrying no light, just a shade in the shade, passed. It passed close to them, near enough to touch them. They felt the warmth of its cloak upon them, for they could distinguish the shade sufficiently to see that it wore a cloak which shrouded it from head to foot. On its head it had a soft felt hat. It moved away, drawing its feet against the walls and sometimes giving a kick into a corner.
"Phew," said the Persian.
"We've had a narrow escape. That shade knows me and has twice taken me to the manager's office." "Is it someone belonging to the theater police?" asked Raoul.
"It's someone much worse than that," replied the Persian, without giving any further explanation.